AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
The snow-weary Northeast may get several more inches of snow tomorrow. Megan McDonald says she and her co-workers at Mike City Diner in Boston have pretty much had it.
No, it's horrible. It's been really bad. Like, business is bad. You know, we have to, you know, work's been closed.
Arctic cold is in the forecast, too. Forecasters are warning of possibly the coldest temperatures in years in the Northeast. Wind chills in New England may reach as low as 20 to 40 below zero, they say. No indication the gunman behind the shooting attacks that killed two people in Copenhagen over the weekend was part of a wider terror cell, according to Denmark's prime minister. She says the choice of targets, a free speech event, and a synagogue suggests the attacks were acts of terrorism, but they are not, she says, a sign of religious conflict.
This is not a conflict between Muslims and non-Muslims. This is a conflict between the core values of our society and violent extremists.
The suspect was killed in a gun battle with a SWAT team yesterday. The prime minister talked to TV2 in Denmark. The Egyptians say they are avenging as many as 21 of their citizens who were beheaded by Islamic militants in Libya. They were Coptic Christians. Egyptian warplanes targeted militant weapons depots and training sites this morning. Shelling can be heard today from the area around a strategic town in eastern Ukraine. A ceasefire agreement is supposed to have taken effect over the weekend, and it calls for the government and Russia-backed rebels to start pulling heavy weapons from the front lines tomorrow. This is AP Radio News. A cybersecurity firm says a hacking ring has stolen as much as $1 billion from banks around the world. AP correspondent Nikki Mayo has this story.
It's being called one of the biggest banking breaches on record. Hackers stole up to $1 billion and infiltrated more than 100 banks in 30 countries since 2013. That's according to Russian security company Kaspersky Lab. Once the hackers became familiar with the bank's operations, they would then use that knowledge to steal money without raising suspicions. The hackers hit banks in Russia, the U.S., Germany, China, and Ukraine, and could be expanding throughout Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and Europe. I'm Nikki Mayo.
Conan O'Brien is in Cuba. He's taping segments for an episode of his TBS talk show, which will air next month. TBS says he's taking advantage of President Obama's efforts to improve relations with Cuba. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.